So let's give them a nice round, warm applause.
Welcome, Chambra. Wow, look at, wow. That's a good looking group. Wow. I mean, this is, I was wondering all month long, why.
Like you're going to the flea market.
I hope not. I'm sure he'll have some comment, though. But the whole group looks good today. Everybody looks pretty. I wonder about the people online.
I don't know.
Well, let's take a look. Oh, yeah, they look good, too.
I can assure you that Jeff is extremely influenced by Saint Germain for him to be willing to smack his face in the camera like that.
That was my eye.
That is so not you. Doesn't
David.
Everyone look beautiful? No,
oh,
wait,
yeah,
it's not just we're dressed up. This
it's
is a very handsome audience. Look at this.
The energy.
Can we
really
pan
good.
The audience nicely? Just
yeah.
Show what a handsome group this is. People really went out of their
smiles
way.
Smiles today in spite
no,
of...
No, they're dressed hot. Look at over here. Gorgeous crimson. Stand up.
Maybe,
go ahead.
Hey.
Look at this. I mean, it's just this beauty beyond words. Hey, I see lots of...
Gene and Joe, maybe at the break, let's do a live camera.
Group pictures. No, let's do group pictures.
Yeah, style show for online.
I see lots of crimson jackets and tops that I may need to negotiate away from people. I'm like,
yeah.
Ooh, this is hot.
Good looking group.
Really
yeah.
good looking.
And David, thank you for the wonderful introduction.
Thank you.
As David mentioned, we just came back from São Paulo, Brazil. Came home for one
week
day.
Week before last.
And then went to Bogota, Colombia.
Last week, yeah.
Got home on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that in a little bit, but
yep.
It was amazing. But I actually wanted to mention, David just came back from teaching some classes in Japan. Sexual energy. Yeah. David, you're the man.
Have you gotten over jet lag yet? It was a good visit, huh? Marvelous.
David just got back on Tuesday, so isn't this the traveling thing? After a while,
it's interesting.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you don't know where you are, who you are, and
it
that's
doesn't
probably,
matter.
Probably a good thing. David, would you mind just, Linda and I love Japan. Would you mind just sharing for just a moment of your feelings, thoughts, and impressions?
We're going there next month.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was my first trip to Japan. And I really had not really a clue what to expect. And of course, like the rest of the world, we sometimes have preconceived notions about things due to movies and books or whatever. But really, you know, everything I thought would be there was different. And the amazing thing is that the people of the country are just absolutely loving. I mean, their heart is open. They're nurturing. They're friendly. They're warm. They're open. They take you. You know, they give you time. Tokyo is like the largest city in the world. It's 12 million people. It may be the cleanest city in the world.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually. And I've been to Switzerland. In Switzerland, you guys know clean, but I think you know the Japanese in Tokyo may have taken it to the next level.
Yeah.
It's also the single highest population density. Not only is it the biggest city, it's the biggest number of people living in the smallest area.
Right. And there's no traffic noise. Like, you know, the cars don't honk at each other. They're really courteous.
Yeah.
And the whole thing just flows, and it has just a nice, easy part to it. And that was Tokyo. Then the countryside of Japan is absolutely spectacular. You know, with the mountains and the streams and the natural springs, it is truly a treasure.
Truly amazing.
Yeah. So I look forward
Glad
to going
you had
back.
The experience.
I loved it.
And you were teaching SES class there with Yoko.
Yoko. Huh?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And we had a marvelous experience, and the students there. If you're there, you guys were awesome. You really were. They were great. I mean,
how many students did you have, David?
13.
Lovely. Yeah.
And I was a little intimidated and still intimidated with the language barrier. And I got a language course just so I could pick up some words.
Good.
And that didn't work.
It doesn't. It just doesn't.
Ohio?
Yeah.
That's good morning.
So, and yeah.
Well, Jeff, actually, that's Jeff's idea that you should just pick up a few words. And I can assure you that it's not working so good because notoriously I'm watching my dear, lovely husband, like, uses Romanian accent in Brazil. It was really scary. And using
my Spanish.
And then he was in Italy and he was so proud of his Italian words and he was saying, what was the word you were saying?
Arigato.
You were saying.
But I was.
He was saying.
I was.
He meant to say thank you, but you were saying goodbye instead.
Yes.
Yeah. Quite interesting.
I was saying arigato instead of arrivederci, and people were really looking at me strange. Okay, but actually, the one nice thing is you probably experienced, David, with people all around the world, wherever we go, we don't know all the different languages, but they're very accommodating.
Very kind.
And speaking to us in English and
gracious.
Extending. And I always feel a little bit inept by not understanding more languages, but they really are. Japan is wonderful.
Good for you. That's exciting that you got to do that. You know, a couple things came up. We've been doing so much of the interdimensional workshop lately that experience has been really stunning. What's going on here?
Oh, we're trying to adjust the fan.
I'm sorry. I've got it confused. We've been doing the interdimensional workshop, and it's been really interesting because we've done it enough times now, especially we did it in Brazil and we did it in Colombia, really great experiences, that, you know, if you're around something enough times, you, like, get it. And it was really interesting sitting here, even listening to, like, Ralph's music, because as he was doing the songs, I could feel myself going back and being present at places that I've been when I heard that. You know, going right back to it, it was just stunning.
You were getting a little teary there.
Yes, what?
Yeah.
anyways, it was amazing because with all these things we're learning and all the things that Saint Germain is offering, it's really amazing to sit here and experience that.
Yeah.
And I could go on and on, but I won't. But we really had great experiences with interdimensional, which we're going to do upcoming in Japan and Korea.
Yep.
And then we're going to film it here, which is really exciting because every time Saint Germain does it, Adamus does it, he just tops himself.
So it was just amazing.
It's really been an amazing workshop to get to participate in. Do we want to greet everybody?
I would just want to comment how beautiful the room looked. I was in the back in the kitchen area and looking out just before we got started, and between the energy of everybody here and the beautiful stage, I don't think most people who watch on the internet realize Coal Creek Canyon is, you know, we're up in the mountains and it's rustic and it's rustic and
but impeccably clean.
But impeccably, absolutely clean and orderly.
And do you know why?
And I think because, go ahead.
Well, because our dear friend Susie Schemmel is such an intimate part of the community, and Susie sets the standard for the quality of this place needs to look like before anybody brings anything in, single-handedly.
Well, and I think a lot of people who come here for the very first time, been watching on the internet, are kind of surprised when they pull up. I think they're expecting something larger.
Maybe more elegant.
Maybe more urban, and they realize that, you know, there is deer and mountain lions and goats walking around here, and bear and everything else. And anyway, the hall looked beautiful today. Everybody
gorgeous.
Looked beautiful.
Well, I have to say that I think red is a very complimentary color.
It is. It
yes.
is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, let's get started with the day. I know we have a lot of.
Am I going to greet people?
Watch this.
Oh my God! Whoa!
Whoa,
how cool is that?
You are amazing. I spend hours.
Miracles never cease. Miracles never cease. Okay.
So we have a lot of people here from out of state. Of course, we want to acknowledge everybody who's watching in online from all around the world.
Just a moment.
Okay.
There's several introductions we need to do here. Do we want to start with the ones in the room or the ones out there?
It's up to you.
Let's see. You should decide.
Let's welcome the ones watching in from all over the world. And just a couple little hints if you're watching in on the internet, because we hear it all the time out on the road. If you tune in like 5 minutes after the channel starts, you're probably going to have a problem with your connection because everybody jumps in then. So if you come on over early, you tune in and you just listen to the, watch the slides, listen to the show, you'll have a better connection. But John actually has two internet feed connections up today. We're kind of testing. So if you Yeah, so
Mr. Technical
you can choose from one or the other.
But, you go, John. He gets so embarrassed. He likes to just do it behind the scenes and do it right.
So we do welcome everybody who's watching in online today. It's hard to have an exact count, but using our way of figuring, it's I know there's about 20, 25,000 people watching in on any given day. So
you really look good.
Thank you.
You're hot, baby. I don't know who doesn't think ties are hot. I think you're hot.
All this red is kind of getting to you. It's the. It's maybe you're seeing Adama's.
No, it's you, baby. It's you. He's a cool dude, but you're working fine. Okay.
And, changing subjects quickly. How many are here?
Oh, my God, now your face is red.
How many are here for the very first time? First time visiting.
Oh.
Wow, cool.
Can we ask you to do... I want to go a little further. What happens is this group gets really social, and they don't mean to appear non-welcoming, but they all know each other so well that they sometimes just forget to reach out to someone that they maybe haven't met before. And it's not like a conversion thing. You know, I've done that thing where you go to the Christian church, and then they have assigned people that are supposed to greet you and convert you. It's not like that. It's not like that. Haven't you? You've never done
never
that.
Had
you
that
have
experience.
Never done it.
No.
I have. I've been there.
No.
I actually have investigated a little more broadly than I think maybe you have. Mm. Your idea going to church was to grab the what do you call it, the bulletin, and run home and say, "See, I was at church."
Yeah.
I know. Okay, so if you are here for the first time in the live audience, would you mind just standing up for a second so people will just say hi to you at least? Hi. Thanks for being here. Thank you. Glad you could join us.
You know, it's thank you. It's kind of funny that I've gotten some emails since Tobias left and Adamas came in. Some people said that miss Tobias and don't really like Adamas.
Which, too bad, you know, so sad.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
All that's on the menu right now.
Sorry.
But actually, we've truly noticed a lot of new people, actually, really not new. I mean, we're all part of this journey. But coming to the meetings and the workshops for the first time, particularly in South America this last month, and a lot of younger people.
Which, sassier people.
Yeah.
Willing to talk it back.
And I think they like that
really?
Edge that Adamas has.
Yeah.
But it's been really cool.
It is.
So who's here from out of town?
Here we go. We have our friend Marianne Ng is here from Whitehorse, Yukon.
Right.
Hi, Marianne. Look at that.
You look beautiful today. Wow.
Ooh.
And
she's hot.
For those who don't know, Whitehorse is like almost to the North Pole, kind of. Almost. I mean,
well, a lot closer than we are.
It's how many miles or kilometers would it be from here, do you think?
3,000?
About 3,000 is probably
it's amazing.
About right.
It's cold.
It's a long way.
It's cold.
It wasn't as cold as New Mexico a few days ago.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But thank you for being here.
Thank you. We have Steve Green from Canyon Country, California here. Where are you, Steve?
Not here.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Let's see. Alan Whitmore from Bear, Delaware.
Elaine.
Nice to see you.
Can I give a shout out to my friend Bree in Allentown, Pennsylvania, who should be watching?
Oh, very good.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We're supposed to fly through there tomorrow. We're kind of like,
too.
Okay.
So maybe there's a lot of Shambra on the East Coast today watching because they can't go anywhere. Yeah, they're a little bit stuck. Yeah.
And from Lyle, Illinois, Tess Mahon is here.
Hi, Tess. Good to see you again. Yes, as long as, if you don't live here in Colorado, you get announced every month. Yeah.
Ann McCullough from Newton, Mass. Where are you, Ann? Ann McCullough?
Caught in the snowstorm.
Mary Alice Carborough from North Carolina. Where are you, Mary Alice?
Hi. Hi, Mary Alice.
Good to see you.
That's right outside Chapel Hill.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Good to see you.
Maury Brooks from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hi, Maury.
Hi, Maury. Good to see you.
Kay Davis from Edgewood, New Mexico.
Hi, Kay.
Kay.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Where's Edgewood?
East of Albuquerque.
East of Albuquerque.
Okay. We have quite a few New Mexico people visiting. And Christy Newman from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Christy. Christy, good to see you.
And Ann Somariva from Edgewood, New Mexico. Where are you? There you are.
Right. Good to
Hi.
See you.
Good to see you. Thanks for being here.
A lot of folks from New Mexico. Do you all drive up together?
No.
No? No. A bus, yeah.
Yeah, right. Ben Haslett from Dallas, Texas. Welcome, Ben.
Hey, Ben.
Jerry Pottle from Layton, Utah. Not sure if he made it here yet. No, sorry. Okay, well, there are a couple more participants I'd like to acknowledge. I'd like to acknowledge and welcome those that we saw in Sao Paulo, Brazil, that are here today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember, from the interdimensional, they are visiting here. And
interdimensionally.
Interdimensionally.
Yeah.
They are here right now.
And also from...
One at a time. So if you allow the people from Sao Paulo, can you feel the people from Brazil here from the interdimensional?
Hola.
Hola. Hola. That's not Portuguese.
Oh. Hello.
And now the people from the interdimensional workshop from Bogota and, Colombia, Ecuador, lots of countries.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Buenas tardes.
You are.
I'm working on it.
There were some people from Ecuador. There were people from Venezuela. There were people
Mexico,
from Mexico. Argentina.
Chile. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so welcome to you. They're here. I hope you can feel them. Okay. Last but not least, we'd like to mention and send special blessings to Hilda Danhart. She has made her transition. She fell ill week before last, and she very quickly determined that she wasn't going to stay ill, that she would move on and make her transition. Hilda has been here many, many months. It was always a joy to see her, and I invite you all to send your blessings to Hilda on her journey.
I think Hilda was here just about every month
every
for
month.
A long,
she's
long time. She sat right over here. So let's also take a deep breath and
this
welcome
Hilda. Hilda.
There's her picture over here.
It's
Hildegard. Yeah.
Sorry, Hildegard.
So
very special, very strong angel. Thank you.
So, yeah, good deviled eggs. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So let's take a look at last month. I'm sure everybody remembers the Shoud 5 of the Master Series with Adamas. And again, I didn't remember much until I went back through the text, the things that Jean prepares for me. And Adamas had a lot of good things to say last month. So we're going to go through that. Linda's going to read the text and offer
in my
a few
very
comments.
Best, I will do that. Music is a beautiful way to carry consciousness and feelings. It's been said that the world will be saved by art. I would include music in that. The world will be saved by art and music, creativity, because these are the things that allow energies and consciousness to come forth. These will allow the expansion into a new energy.
I think Adamas was referring here to, he had us play some music right when he got started, after he started talking, and the asking us to really feel the essence of the energy in the music, not just the music, not just the notes. And he said that music and art and anything creative are what really bring the new energy into our life. You know, we can study it, we can diagram it, we can talk about it, but music, art, creativity really lets us experience it. He also requested to have some more classical music. And of course, we got inundated this month with people sending in suggestions for classical music. So we're kind of trying to dig through that for Adamus's more classical. We did play some Vivaldi at the Angel webcast that was a couple weeks ago. But Adamus is big on the music. So also good to have you here live, Ralph.
Lovely to have you here.
He went on to say,
"You come from the One. You are God also. You are always loved. There is no need to forgive or be forgiven. So, dear ones, you are the messengers. You come from ancient times, all of you, to bring forth this message to earth. Here is the dilemma. Here's why I bring this up. You're a bit confused right now. What is the message right now?"
So Adamus talked and reminded us of being messengers from a long time ago. And if you remember, he said that really nothing that Tobias said and nothing that he set up to now is really new. I mean, if you distill it, you boil it all down, it's not. It's just it's a different way of presenting the same thing as the masters and as the enlightened ones, as our teachers and ourselves have taught for a long, long time. It's adapted for more contemporary understanding. The way Adamus St. Germain delivered his messages 70 years ago through Guy Ballard, quite a bit different than the way he delivers them now. But the message is still the same. But he added the interesting part here. He said, "So, but the confusion is now as messengers, as teachers, as one who works with others, for all of us. What is the message now?" Good question. Don't look to me for the answer. Elf, I know. I'm just the messenger.
It's interesting you would bring that up, because I read something really interesting. Somebody, a friend of mine, sent me this link to this thing that was basically criticizing Jeff and Adamus and the channeling. And it was interesting to read it, because at first I'm like, oh, I hate this stuff. But it was really cool because I read it. And literally the person that was criticizing the Crimson Circle and Adamus, in their criticism, they're only this is what they said. This can't be channeling. This can't be real. Because this is nothing more than good stuff you might use in your life that anybody could see that's just good stuff. And it's like, okay, well, all right. Okay, what do I want to do with that? So I found that really kind of interesting and exciting.
It's generally good common sense.
And I wanted to also add, you know, when he said you don't need forgiveness, he wasn't talking about in the now moment. He's talking about globally, and so to speak.
Right.
You know, if you do something kind of nice, if I kick Jeff right now, it would be appropriate. He'd say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to kick you."
But you wouldn't. You wouldn't even think about it. Would you?
Don't turn around.
Anyway, he went on to say,
"You come from the One. You are..." Oh, I read that.
Yeah, but we could do it again if you want.
I liked it because it was just really plain spoken. It's very simple, obvious, clear. "When you left home..." I'm so high, I can hardly stand it.
The energy, deep breath, deep
breath. I don't know what it is. It's like, oh, it feels good, thank you. It's like, I never need a glass of wine again. Wow. "When you left home, you separated yourself from spirit. Next, you created a masculine and feminine aspect, a light and a dark, and an inward-looking and an outward aspect. It was brilliant, because separation, diversity, and division allowed you to know yourself, all in an answer to the question, who am I? Who am I? Where am I? Why am I? All of these questions of the consciousness caused you to separate.
Tobias and Adamus have talked about this original question when we left home. And of course, it's kind of a metaphor, leaving home. But when we...
It's the original sin, so to speak.
When we went beyond all that was. And the separation that occurred from spirit, from home. And then when we felt ourselves or found ourselves in separation, asking that question, who am I? And of course, if you've taken some of the schools, you know that that's the underlying question that's propelled us through all these journeys to discover, who am I? Given us experiences in many, many, many lifetimes, experiences in other realms as well as here, all to discover, who am I? We finally get to the point where we don't need to answer the question anymore. And of course, the answer really is, I am that I am. The realization of self, separate from spirit at one point, but now integrating back with spirit. I am that I am. But he tells this story here to help us, remind us of the next point. But we left home. We created all this separation and division, masculine, feminine, light and dark, and every other possible duality we could imagine. And here we are, ready for the next step, which is the integration.
You know, I visited a lot of churches, more than you did, I think. I'm almost positive. And when I hear this, I always, every piece of something started from a piece of truth. And when I read this and when I heard this and felt it, to me, that was what the church described as the original sin.
Yeah, Adam and Eve, yeah.
Just the idea of separating from God, so to speak, and not knowing who you were anymore, that's original sin. That's what they labeled original sin.
Yeah.
And you would always have to feel guilty for it. Somehow you could never be redeemed for it.
But in Tobias's discussions, there's nothing to feel guilty for. It wasn't a fallen angel syndrome, but...
I totally agree with you, but I'm just telling you that if you think about the fear and control of that, label it original sin and you have no help of ever coming back to who you are. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Anyway, following along.
Anybody that had a concern about original sin, I just thought that was the absolute clarity of how that was changed and how you can move forward. Okay. I'd tell my mom if I thought she'd listen. Okay.
I don't think so.
This separation created a desire to return home.
Let me catch up with you here.
This separation created a desire to return home, a desire to integrate back, a desire to become whole again, and that created energy.
I thought one of the most interesting parts of Adamus' discussion was talking about what is energy, and something I never really questioned or understood, but as he was talking, he was doing his diagrams on the board there, which, by the way, he loves to do. And in Bogota, he was signing his drawings and handing them out to people.
He was,
and they were fighting over
them. It was pathetic.
Somebody came running up to the front even before he tore it
off.
I'm not
kidding,
like,
it's true.
Grab it. It was like, oh my gosh.
His drawing has improved slightly.
He had a lot of symbols, a lot of hieroglyphs.
Trust me, the way he's pushing and pulling the energy through you, he is touching your slightly artistic abilities. I was quite impressed.
But he was drawing away on the board. And explaining, so where did energy come from? We're consciousness, which is awareness. And within our consciousness is our soul self, our sovereignty. So we're sovereign consciousness. Awareness, where did energy come from? And he explained it here in this last shout. I thought it was amazing. I almost popped out of channel for a moment. I thought it was so amazing. When he said that, does he say it in the next slide? No. So he said energy came about when we left home, had this incredible desire to go back home, to get back to where we came. That passion created energy, the fuel that we would use to eventually get back home, kinda. But instead of getting back, going back home, home comes to us. The divine comes into our lives right here. So to me, it was a fantastic explanation of what energy is and where it came from. And it's an important understanding as he went through in some of more of his discussion, and I think he'll go into more, is if you understand what old energy or what traditional energy is, it will help us to then understand what new energy is. So
I'm going to throw it even one step further. I am having this really amazing experience with the material. And I think Jeff just said it, actually. When you hear the words, it's just stunning, because later, and he kind of goes almost too fast, but what I've noticed is you don't have to think about it. You don't have to worry about what did he say. It's like the feelings that come back afterwards with it are so expanding and really, really interdimensional. I love that when he first used that word, I'm like, yeah. But it's profound.
There's a lot of really amazing stuff in here.
And love the way the layers of it come back. It's not about just, it's just, if you're open, then you can feel it. Hi, gorgeous. Good to see
Moment
you.
Of embarrassment. Anyway, yes, and he does go fast. And I think it was particularly in Sao Paulo, he was just like rapid fire. And, of course, Linda asked me at one of the breaks, could you please ask Adamas to slow down a little bit? And he didn't. But it was good, because then you're just receiving the energy. You're not trying to dissect it or think too much about it.
Well, we won't go into that discussion, but sometimes he was doing a better job of also giving people the experience of feeling it. If the words are too fast and there's and they don't, so I don't want to critique him now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't think he'll appreciate it. I'm not looking to take a beating today.
You never know.
He's actually generally pretty kind to me, so I appreciate that. Feel your own soul passion for a moment. This is what's causing your reality. I like that. It could be stated in a lot of different ways, but it's to know thyself, to express thyself, to bring thyself together again, and to move thyself into levels never before known. I want to put that on my mirror.
Adamas was talking about, in this part, about what creates your reality. And I think there's times we all tend to think our thinking creates our reality. And he's saying, no, really doesn't. Not at all. You can do a little bit of reality creation through thinking and mind focus and that. But he's saying your reality is really created by your passion. By your passion, of course. Adamas, what's that? But by that inner calling of your soul. And one of the things that he is doing is to help us understand what that is. And he was saying there's ultimately it is to know thyself, to be thyself, and to express thyself. I think he's leading up to more discussion about how we really create our reality, not how we think we create it.
You think?
Yep.
If you really wanted it, you'd really have it. Don't tell me anymore when we have our long, long talks that you want something. Tell me how you're going to manifest it. Boy, that's going to short-circuit some discussions. Tell me how you're going to make it real. Tell me how it fits into the desire and the passion and the joy and the simplicity. I'm going to support you. We're all going to support you, and it will happen.
So he was talking last month, walking around the room, asking people what they want, and writing down some things on the board. And then, of course, in Adamas' way, coming back and saying, no, you really don't. Because if you really wanted it, you would already have it. If you really had that desire, not just the thought, but if you really felt that desire, you'd have it. So it was interesting. Did you ever get your seventh car, Sart?
No, I'm working on it.
You're working on it. Okay. You're still working on it. Yeah. Okay. So,
well, he said he wanted it. He didn't say he was desperate for it.
But he didn't really want it, according to Adamus. He's just... No, but he would have it if he really wanted it.
No, no, he wants it. He's not desperate. He's...
He said Sart really wants it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's not desperate, so he's willing to...
So, Sart, next month, well, we'll...
I have three I'm looking at.
Huh?
I have three that I'm looking at.
Oh, okay, good. Well, you just have to make your choice. Okay. Okay, so you do want it.
He said he wanted it. He didn't say he was desperate. He did say I desperately want it.
He went on to say.
Yes, he did. When there's no longer the need for light and dark, masculine, feminine, good, bad, that creates new energy. It's different than old energy. Old energy was the result of desire to return back to thyself. It was the rocket fuel that you use to come back to yourself. When that process begins occurring at the most minuscule level, it creates new energy.
I think this is probably another one to put on the mirror. When there's no longer that desire or need to have the separation, you don't have to be masculine, feminine, light or dark, or any of those other things. There's no longer the need for just old energy to create your reality. What happens at that point when we transcend having to have separation, or transcend having to find all these things within ourselves, and we just accept that I am that I am, that literally starts to attract new energy into our life. And again, what is new energy? I don't know, but I assume Adamus is going to talk about it. But I assume he's going to talk about how to manifest our reality using both new energy and old energy. And he went on to say,
where did you think new energy came from? God? God has no clue, truly. God is old energy. God has to be. I'm not catching on fire. God, by its nature, is old energy. You are old energy. Therefore, God is old energy. Spirit created its own separation, and what do you think is happening to spirit right now? The fusion, the melding back into you. Spirit comes home to you.
Now, Adamus does push my boundaries sometimes, things that come out of my mouth at times, and saying, what was that? God is old energy. Whoa. Wow. And
if you'd gone to church more, you'd know what that meant.
God has no clue. It's like, oh, Adamus, I don't, you know, we travel a lot, Adamus. I don't want these things out of my mouth.
I could try to find my old missal, and all those things would be revealed to you,
yeah,
in that.
But actually, when I sit down and really feel into it, it's like, I guess that's right. And if we were old energy, therefore God was old energy. And what's happening right now, God or spirit or whatever you want to call it, is fusing, or we're fusing all these parts of separations back together.
You're
home,
so cute.
Home comes to us. Next slide. Go ahead.
New energy comes into your life. It looks different. It feels different. It smells different. Your understanding of new energy is not going to come from here. It's going to come from here. And it's going to be simple. You don't need to describe it. You want to experience it. It's an absolute personal experience beyond words, a sacred experience, a loving experience.
I think that's important, as he's saying that it's absolutely beyond words. And as I know we're all going to experience it much sooner than later, or maybe you've had some experiences with it. It's hard to describe. Well, what is new energy? Almost indescribable. Maybe there'll come a point where we have better ways of sharing that. And I know right now what he's preparing all of us for is to take that, is to go to that next experience of having new energy in our lives. It's sometimes a little scary because it's like, I don't know if I can handle the old energy, much less than handling new energy, but I think this is exactly what he's doing in the discussions with us.
That's like saying you're never going to leave the home of your parents because you're afraid of something new.
True. Well, but I think you get comfortable no matter what, and you don't really want to leave that comfort. You want to complain about it, but you don't necessarily want to leave it.
And, wow, that's good. I like
and
that.
And I think that's exactly what Adamus is doing.
It's kind of exciting. And here's the other thing I've observed. I don't necessarily portend that or try to say that I'm new energy, but I feel like I have glimpses of it.
Oh, I think we all do.
And the reason I believe I have glimpses of it is because I find it almost it's inadequate to put words to it.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what we're doing. Leslie Havim, Leslie, are you here?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Leslie. I knew you.
She's got the beautiful red Audi outside the door.
Yes. She mentioned this morning, we were talking, she said, isn't it great that we have each other? You know, we get together once a month or we workshops or just socially because we're all going through an incredible experience. To do it alone would be difficult, but we're creating the experience together. We're sharing it together. And that's really the amazing thing about Chambra, anywhere we go.
It's true.
Anyway, last slide.
When we get together for our pre-Valentine assembly, I would indeed ask each and every one of you to get a little bit dressed up, please. This is not about looking like it's a Sunday at the flea market.
Oh.
Ow.
Ow. Ow.
Ow.
Boy.
You think he was from Predaporter.
So that was our homework, to get dressed up. I'm not going to really say anything. I'd like him to explain why. I did my homework, and I thought, you know, I used to do this all the time in the corporate world, every day, the tie. And there came a point where when I left the corporate world, it's like, it's so nice to just wear jeans and a sweater or pullover or something. But today I'm back in there doing.
Maybe it's hot.
You know,
it's
well,
good.
I know, but this is once a year, maybe.
Maybe more, I suspect.
We'll wait till he comes in to let us know.
I will tell you, it is the first time I have seen Mr. Hoppy in a lavender, a purpley shirt with a purpley tie. It's the first.
No.
Yes.
No, I used to have a pink shirt. I never wore it, but I used to have one. I picked something slightly violet.
You're sucking
up to
Saint Germain.
Just
you're
for
sucking
Saint,
up to Adamus.
Just for Saint Germain. Actually, I'll tell you truly what happened is I was in the store the other day.
Uh-huh.
We just gotten back from our trip, and I'm running
you're
through
delirious.
The store trying to find something, and truly, I did not know I had picked this up. All of a sudden, I'm at the counter with some other stuff, and it was in the stack.
Give me your car keys now.
I probably did, but I was probably just tired.
Give me the car keys now.
Just tired or something, but it's like, did I pick that up? And it's like, I guess I did, or not. Anyway, let's move on. We got a number of slides to go through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Mr. Hoppy. Woo, baby.
As we mentioned, we were in Brazil and Colombia, and both of the workshops were amazing. It was interdimensional, which Adamus is doing it so crisp right now.
It's an amazing experience.
It was truly
a very
blessing to
wonderful
do.
Experience. It really allows people to feel it.
Yeah, so we'll take a look first at just a few shots. I'd like you to notice something. There's a look of Chambra no matter where you go in the world. I think it's in the eyes or in the energy, but these could be shots of in Brazil, which they are, but it could be anywhere in the world. Truly, this energy of Chambra is global.
I want to put out a worldwide invitation. I would invite any of you, of any of the places we've gone, when we go to, so far now, the two places we've been in South America are three, Mexico, but particularly Colombia and Brazil. When they say interdimension, and experience and feeling. These are people that know what it means. I mean, you'll hear a little music in the background, and next thing you know, they're all, you know, like...
dancing,
unbelievable the way they allow
themselves to
experience.
I'm almost afraid to play music during the workshop because everybody's up dancing.
And I don't care if it's little kids or older people. It's universal, and I just wish we could all loosen our butts up a little bit and...
John, you want to play some music there? Linda's ready to dance. I mean, she's going to go.
So I'm hoping you can feel that energy in these pictures of the
Anyway,
Shamba.
Our host in Brazil is Silvia Magini. She does
an amazing job.
It's a lot of work to put these together and a lot of energy. This is the group shot. We had about 125 attendees at the workshop.
It was beautiful.
You could see it's beautiful, green, lush.
It was kind of
what we were doing at this point, but Adamus is very interactive in the workshops, having them do a lot of different things.
And they immediately all participated.
And you could see they're wearing the translator headsets. Back in the booth, we had two translators doing a really good job of keeping up with Adamus because he doesn't slow down. Beautiful nature. We were... actually, about 2 hours outside of São Paulo, which is just a big city.
And that's actually purple in that tree. That's not a distortion.
Yeah.
And they were out doing their homework.
Some of the attendees are just really a wonderful group to work with. Adamus and Linda joking around on stage.
How shocking.
And
That?
One of the exercises he has people doing. All right. And we had the whole kind of, I don't want to say it was a resort, but the complex to ourselves, pretty much another small group there.
It was very casual.
It was really enjoyable. We ate dinner together every night, and that is not a pizza, by the way. That is a wood, what would you call it, a platter?
It's a tray.
A tray, yeah. I kept thinking it was a pizza.
It's made from
So from there, it was over to Bogota for another interdimensional with our hosts, Malu and Raisa. Again, kept everything so organized and well-managed. Kept the energy in the room safe so people could experience.
I want to add to that. We're really grateful to Malu and Raisa. And one of the things that was really fun to see is we've never been to Colombia before. And what was really exciting was that group, something about it was incredibly different immediately. And right away we started talking about it, and we realized, even though we hadn't met most of these people, they had this energy that was so clear. It turns out that probably 80% of them had been students of Malu and Raisa and then Hilda also, and William Rivas's SES classes. So 80% of this group that we'd never met before had all already participated and experienced the Sexual Energy School. And it was, so we were amazed when we said, how many of you been to SES? Almost the whole room raised their hand and you could truly feel it in their energy.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah, we were remarking after the first night, Linda and I were talking, saying, there's something in the room. It was just so different and wonderful. Yeah. This is kind of a group shot. We all tried to scrunched together in the conference room, but again, about 125 total. And
Malu did the translating. She did a stunning job, and it went very well. And it was interesting. She's never done professional consecutive translating before. But what happened was she wasn't just translating the words; she was truly also translating the energy.
And Adamus does have everybody doing exercises.
Don't give it away.
But I won't even say,
yeah, don't go there.
And here he was using Linda to demonstrate different things. And
you can see my apprehension. He hadn't done that before. I was like,
treating you like a mannequin.
I'm turning my back on him. It's like, oh, this feels safe.
Again, some more group exercises.
It was a great group.
Yeah, it was a really good group. It was fun. And here's his signed thing. He's drawing all these symbols.
I think it looks dirty.
It does. And the five symbols represent what he calls our angelic senses. which would be compassion, intuition, focus,
awareness.
Awareness and expression, yeah. But these are his hieroglyphics for it. It's kind of interesting.
And you can see how
proud of
them.
And then he signs it and then gives it to people. He was having fun. So it was, and that was just last weekend. Amazing.
That's right.
Whoops, we lost a few. I'm always hoping nobody from the outside will walk into the meeting room while we're holding the doing
this. We
just
say it's a meditation group.
Exactly. So anyway, that was the So that was January. We're going to go through the upcoming events pretty quick because good news,
bad news.
They're all sold out, almost all. Which is that's the good news. The bad news. No, that's the bad news, I guess. The good news
depends
is there's still a few things. So we won't take a lot of time with this. Just to let you know, on Friday, we're going to be in Istanbul for our first workshop with Chambra. First time in Turkey.
First time we've ever been there.
Yeah, and it is sold out. By the way, we try to keep the group sizes
intimate.
I know when we do... The group gets to a certain point, you lose the connection and the intimacy. So a lot of the workshops, people say, well, how come you limit it to 125? Because we know beyond that, it loses the intimacy.
And the connection.
Then from there, it's over to Egypt, which I'm really looking forward to, back on the Nile after going there last year.
You
going to
ride a camel, baby?
It was amazing. we're doing the Adamas Interdimensional Workshop in Nagano, Japan. A little outside of Tokyo. That's at the end of March.
There is still space in that, and we invite you to experience Japan. Experience it and be there.
And then for those of you who, in the United States in particular, want to go to the Interdimensional, we are filming it in Golden early April. We're going to...
It's exactly the weekend after the monthly meeting.
What is the correct date, Susie? Oh, wrong weekend. Thank you. Wrong weekend. This is not correct. Look on the website. That is the correct one.
You should have counted on Susie to have done that
for you. I know,
but
it was 10 o'clock last night. I wasn't going to ask her to proofread. Okay. So if you're interested in coming, we are going to film it to turn into a personal study course and right here in Golden, so it should be fun.
It's the last one we're going to do live.
Yeah, and then Adamas's New Energy Mystery School in Kelowna, British Columbia, getting close to sold out.
There's still some spaces.
Also, there. Hannibal Means will be there helping with the singing and the voice work. Kelowna is beautiful.
Stunningly beautiful.
And Tammy O'Reilly, the host, always does a fantastic job.
We forgot to say Megan and Kuniaki for Japan.
I did. And then we've talked about it for about a month now. We're finally taking sign-ups for the Malta tour.
If you think you're interested, don't wait. We hadn't announced it, and we have about 8 people signed
this
up
morning.
This morning.
It is
so
May
don't delay.
11th through the 17th in Malta. Malta is a little island in the Mediterranean. I think I have a map. It is actually one of the oldest known civilizations, even older than Egypt.
When the artifacts.
Underground tunnels and amazing things. So, yeah, here's a map. You see over here is Egypt, Israel, Italy, Africa. Malta's a little island kind of in the middle of the Mediterranean.
And also wonderful because their first language is English, which makes it very easy to maneuver the place and understand it. You don't have to work very hard because it is English-speaking.
Exactly. Just a few of the highlights. We're limiting it to about 48 guests so we can get around easily. There will, of course, be Adamas channels. We're also touring the Hypogeum, which is very difficult to get into. They only allow a small number of people every day, I think 40 or 50 a day total. The Hypogeum is...
They're protecting it.
They're underground temples that were built about 7,000 years ago. So it's truly
predates
amazing.
Predates the pyramids by thousands of years. It's actually, not only is it that protected that they're so conscious of not allowing it to degrade, that we actually have to go in and cycle through it in small groups, because they don't allow any group over, I think it's 10 or 14, and they're at a time. So yeah. It's very, very special.
It takes, for individuals, it takes months and months to even try to get a pass, if you're lucky enough to. And with our connections there, we did get our group in. So.
We have incredibly amazing people that are helping to present there and to help us with the experience. Jeff and I are pretty much stunned, because it's just amazing. Really, we have good experts that really know the history, and we, of course, know how to feel.
We selected a resort actually on the island of Gozo, so you have to take a ferry over. We wanted to be a little bit away. It's a resort setting in nature, smaller resort, four plus star. Yeah, we'll have dinner together every night. So after we do the touring, we'll go back to the hotel and just kind of have our own intimate setting.
It'll be very special. It's our first time, so we're pretty excited.
This is a Maltese.
That looks like my dad.
This is a Maltese warrior. I found the picture and it looked good. A shot of the city. Really beautiful. Anybody here ever gone to Malta?
I'm going in May on a cruise.
Oh, are you?
Oh,
you're kidding.
Wow, congratulations.
See you in Malta. Yeah. Yeah, this is the St. John's Co-Cathedral, where also the painting, the beheading of St. John is. And who is the artist?
Jeff wrote this copy, and it's really beautiful in English, but I said, you know, and if somebody's translating this, it said you get to see the painting of the beheading of John the Baptist by Caravaggio. So it sounded like Caravaggio was the one that beheaded St. John the Baptist.
Oh, no, see.
But it's Caravaggio.
St. John also was shipwrecked there.
John the Baptist.
Not John the Baptist.
Well, that's what the painting was said.
Oh.
Did I quote it wrong?
I'd have to go back and look. Maybe.
Well,
anyway,
here's the most exciting piece.
One of the
piece.
Saints spent a lot of time there.
One of the most exciting people. Well, and you might be right, but I know St. the Baptist was whacked his head off. Anyways, but what was exciting about it is Caravaggio was incredibly famous, but of course, it's the only painting he ever actually signed. Now, I have an artsy-fartsy background, so I found that pretty exciting, but no, we'll move on.
This is a shot of the Hypogeum, some of the underground temples. And anyway, so if you're interested, please don't wait to sign up, because I think it's going to sell out pretty quick.
I think so, too.
We'll be doing Adamus' New Energy Mystery School in Transylvania, Romania. What a great place for the mystery school. Sold out. Sorry. And then the Midsummer New Energy Conference in Munich. Sold out. Sorry. Sold out in 8 days, I think.
Pretty fast.
And then we'll also be doing, right at the weekend after that, we'll be doing the New Energy Mystery School in Salzburg. That will be available to for registration on February 20th. So keep an eye on that, because we will be doing the mystery
school.
We do
an opening the night before on the 8th, just for people doing plane reservation. That's why I'm saying it.
I think it's on the website.
Okay.
So anyway. Wow.
Oh,
wow.
You love Chambre.
It is time for the Chambre launch pad. Today's launch pad is via Skype, so I think the crew in the back is getting that ready. I'll just do a quick introduction. We're going to be calling Frankfurt, Germany today and talking to Irene Grabner and Michael Stockner. They have a new line of products. I cannot pronounce this, so anybody that knows how to say it correctly, please help me. Lotus Blut? Blute?
I what think did you just do?
Lotus Blüte.
I think it
means lotus blossom or lotus petal energy essences. They've developed a whole line of these energy essences, and we're going to get them online on Skype and find out a little bit more about it. We are traveling interdimensionally right now.
I'm really curious to look up the thing about who beheaded which St. John.
I don't know. Oh, here we go.
Oh
there
wow.
they are. Hello. Irene, hello. Michael, how are you doing?
We are fine, thank you.
Fine,
good. Good to see you. I hope you can see us.
What time
thank
is
you.
It? What time is it where
we can
you are?
See you. Thank you.
What time is it where you are now?
It's 10 hours in the evening.
And you're near Frankfurt, right?
Yes, we are.
That's right.
And you both look wonderful today, all dressed up.
Yeah, we dressed up for Adamus, and we even set up a real studio here.
It's contagious.
And maybe I can show you the products in the back. This is...
Hey, you have a nicer set than we have.
No, it's just...
Beautiful backdrop you have.
It's complemented by our red one.
Yeah, yeah. So it looks beautiful. Would you tell us a little bit about the products and what inspired you to do them and what they are?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I start with this. So years after spiritual education, I had the inner desire to work in this field. But it doesn't work at all. I was completely blocked. And at the same time, I had the inner knowledge that the solution would be something energetical. And I was searching for years for the solution for my problem. And one day on a seminar, the light beings of the Lotus Methods contacted me. And they told me I should work with other methods. And... some months later, I started to get these essences. And yes, I'm very proud today to present 40 essences and 8 of the component compositions of them. And
what is the correct pronunciation of your product?
Lotus Blüte.
Lotus Blüte. Is that
Blüte.
Right?
Yeah, Blüte is blossom.
Okay.
It's... blossom of lotus flower.
Good. I want to make sure to pronounce it correctly.
Yeah. Thank you.
And now you say that there's 40 different essences in here. How would a person use this? How would they integrate? How would Chambra integrate it into their life right now?
Okay. In my experience, is the most difficult thing for a light worker to come into his power is to overget all the blocks or blockades which are there, and these essences really help to overcome them, mm-hmm. and the blocking energies can be in the own energy system, but they also can be anywhere. For example, in the family system or in former lives or many other possibilities are there. And what I do is energetically testing to find out where is the blocking energy and then to spray the essences on these...
on the particular cause.
Yes.
Which can be family system or any chakra or... as she said, past life or something like that.
Right.
The essence is deeply connected with the light beings which worked them out with Irene, and they do actively participate in the appliance. When you spray, these light beings are drawn to work in this, for this special person, in this special case, very individually, and as to my experience, it is incredibly, because I'm working spiritually since 1984, and I did a lot of meditation and many schools and groups and so on, and continuously clearing and working, and many things I couldn't solve. With Irene and her essences, this was a deal of minutes. Many things which I couldn't solve at all was just testing the real cause of what was there, and then testing out the spray, the right essence, sprayed on the cause, and without conscious work, going deep into the feeling once again and so on, which we all know. It's just spraying, and you directly feel the energy of it's working, and 2 minutes later, okay, it's done. And you get to the next level, you get to the next step, and it also immediately manifests into reality.
So, and what are the most popular of the essences that you have right now? What are the most popular ones? I know you have 40.
No, there's not one most popular or two or three. It's very individual, and there are levels.
The basic level. And the next one is the transition level and the master level and the compositions. And the energy frequency is going higher and higher from essence to essence. But it's very individual, because I test which is the right essence to solve a specific cause. And these essences are each time individually adjusted to the energy system of this person who I work for. And this is the reason why I can give a short explanation for what each essence is doing, but it's very individual each time.
And Irene, how long have you had these essences out? How long have they been available?
They are in Irene's workshop, online shop. They are available in two sizes. Oh, we only have the big bottle here.
Right.
You may see this. This is new energy, strongly recommended for many, many things. Just recently used it. And one thing is that it is possible to just use one essence for a period of time, but this is not like homeopathic medicine, which you use over time for to get results, but it just produces results instantly. So if you use an essence one time, it probably is enough, and you have to use the next essence and afterwards a different essence again. And therefore, this set of essences is highly requested for any kind of therapist which is desiring to really imply new energy into their work.
Now,
it
in
may
the materials
be physical therapy, mental therapy, any kind of. If you you have the desire to work with new energy, this is a great tool for.
I was told by the light beings that this is a cosmic new frequency therapy, and we call it essential healing.
In the materials I read, it said that you could actually do this across time or space. You don't need people to be there, and that you'd be willing to do a session later on for anybody who wants to tap in energetically. How would they do that?
This is what we already thought about. We will offer on our homepage live experience sessions where many participants can participate in a live experience via internet. So one person will be telling his problem, or maybe the light beings will advise to do a special session, example for heart healing.
So how would people tie into that? How do they get to your website?
We have the website written here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's lotusblüte.com. Can you see?
Can you see this?
Yeah, I don't know if the people here can, but I've got a slide actually coming up. Yeah. And let me go ahead one more slide. There's the website right on there. So so if people want to participate in this, doing a remote session, that's the website to go into. And we want to thank both of you for being with us today, being on the launch pad and explaining the product and what you've done. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a big deep breath with you right now to help launch your product.
Good luck on your product.
Thank you.
And I hope all is well in Germany. We'll probably be seeing you soon.
Yeah, thank you. We didn't sign up for the midsummer event yet. We hopefully will get a place still. I don't know. We just heard it's booked, sold out.
Yeah.
Maybe we can talk about this later.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us today on Skype.
Thank you.
And
thank you
good
much.
Luck with your product.
Goodbye.
Good. Thank
Goodbye.
You. Okay, I don't. Joe,
I think it's
is that
break
the,
time?
Not quite. We have one or two more slides.
Oh no.
The no, just two. Actually, the okay. The one quick thing on the Schomburg news today. Just want to let you know that the physical CD products for the journaling workshop are now ready. We talked about it last month, but. I believe we have an inventory here. We have the physical products for Patricia Aberdeen's
The people that
have
experienced
workshop.
It just keep coming back and giving us incredible, really saying it's been really profound and helpful to them that they've really felt in on how to truly be able to journal and do it with grace.
And it's on DVD, so you get to watch the whole thing. So, yeah, I can't. It's tough to, but I mean, I'm going to look at it, but it's always tough to look at your own stuff. So, with that, it is almost break time, but
yes.
As always, we want to acknowledge the staff, the crew, the people who make this webcast possible.
They do a beautiful job.
It's an amazing thing to get together once a month like this. So, how about a big hand for the staff? We're going to take about a 30-minute break, I think, and have something to eat and come back, see what Adamus has to say.
Thank you all for being here.